Video: Teen charged with murder after allegedly setting man on fire. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2021. Police in Houston, Texas, are looking for a 19-year-old woman who has been accused of setting a man on fire in Kingwood. Emma Pressler has been charged with murder in connection with the incident that killed 33-year-old Devin Graham, ABC 13 reported Monday. The incident took place August 6 at approximately 10 p.m. in the 2000 block of Aspen Glade Drive near Hidden Pines Drive, which is in the Woodland Hills Village neighborhood, the outlet continued. Houston firefighters arrived at the scene and found that Graham and 26-year-old Carissa Lindros were able to get out of the home, authorities on the scene said. Graham and Lindros were both taken to the hospital with severe burns. At the hospital, Graham told police that Pressler went into the home, poured an unknown substance on him and lit him on fire. Graham died due to his injuries days after the fire. Lindros remains hospitalized and is fighting for her life. A news release on the City of Houston's website said witnesses told authorities they saw a white, four-door sedan leave the area after the incident occurred. The suspect is described only as a white female, 25 to 30 years of age. Further investigation led to the identity of Pressler as the suspect in this case, and she was charged for her role in the incident, the release stated. In September 2020, a judge found no probable cause in the case against the then 18-year-old who was charged with murder in connection with the killing of a disabled woman in Cypress, Texas, Click 2 Houston reported at the time. Emma Pressler, 18, had been charged with murder in connection with the shooting death of 20-year-old Sierra Rod, who investigators said was hit by shots fired into her Timbercrest Drive home during a drive-by shooting, the outlet continued. Authorities said the shooting may have been retaliation against the victim's 15-year-old brother as part of an ongoing feud with several individuals. Investigators said they spoke with the victim's parents and her 15-year-old brother, who said they were home watching television when someone began shooting into their home. Deputies learned that the victim's 15-year-old brother discharged a handgun at the suspects as they were fleeing. Investigators said Sierra Rod, who had cerebral palsy, was in her bed at the time of the shooting. Neighbors told authorities they saw a red truck fleeing after the shooting occurred and during a hearing. Prosecutors argued the truck and Pressler's location at the time tied her to the scene. However, a judge said that while there is reasonable suspicion of Pressler, there are no witnesses that tie Pressler to the vehicle in question. He suggested prosecutors make their case to a grand jury and ordered no probable cause had been found, the Click 2 Houston report concluded.